Okay, so let me see. Maybe Leo should get started by telling us what the plot that he sent us and
Yep.
what these different solutions, maybe how they are configured first,
Right.
and if you made any changes to them.
So what we have here, let's call NVMKV,
It's direct KV.
is direct KV. It's the same configuration and the same result from previous week. And what I call here LLevelDB old is the configuration and result from last week, and LevelDB is the same configuration but some changes that I made to LevelDB. So as you can see from previous week, we saw that the iteration and the get and delete, they have very low latency. And we theorize that the reason for this is that there's some caching involved. So I look into it, and yes, there's some caching involved. Of course, the file system was caching some of the requests. And I was going through the exercise of making sure that we open every file with odirect osync. Now, the database consists of a set of different files that are stored in a folder. Some of these files are indexes, some of the files are data, some of the files is a log, and things of that sort. So I changed the way these files were opened with adding the flags odirect and osync. And some of these files are unmanaged, they're open and then mmap. And those are the ones that were easily to they were easy to change. They were easy to change because they were not using the read and write interface. Because the file is a fixed size, they create a file, memory map it, and then use the file just like that. However, some of the files, they use the fopen interface and read and write. And because they use the fopen interface does not allow you to say, I want to open this with odirect and osync. It's a basic string that you say, I want to read or write or append and things like that. So I changed that, but then changing that, of course,
You change that to open
to
instead
open.
of F open.
Exactly. I changed that to open, so I have more control about how this file is open. But then the code internally, in many other places, they issue read operations, in which, of course, it's not block aligned, because it is assuming that the file was open using the fopen interface, for which you don't require this. So what we have here, the main difference is that, of course, the deletion operation increased the latency substantially, because I noticed that for that there was some caching going on, which I disabled, and which is why the deletion operation increased the latencies.
When you say caching going on, is it at the user level or inside the kernel?
I think there was also a cache in both LevelDB and the file system. There was a cache parameter that I didn't notice before that I changed it. So I made a default to make every write synchronous and no and never cache any request. But still, as you can see, for gets and iterations, there is very low latencies. And of course, the reason for this is because the file system is doing some caching. Now, in the design of LevelDB, because it's written in C++, they have specialized interfaces to do operations. For instance, there is a specialized interface to do sequential reads, which is the one that is used for the iteration. And that one is one of the ones that use the fopen interface, and of course the reads are not aligned. So I'm in the process of making that the reads align, which requires a little bit of overhead because you have to make, of course, it's not only changing the offset of the reads, you also have to keep track of where the current pointer in the file is. And make sure that the buffer that you're passing around are also the proper size. So it's a tricky change.
Well, it's a significant change. The way I see it is that we are altering the behavior of LevelDB so that it performs only block-aligned I/O, whereas the conventionally LevelDB is not designed to do it that way. I think we are stepping on somewhat shaky ground here because just to so and Swami, please step in, and add whatever you think. But I feel like to create an apples to apples comparison with DirectKV, which doesn't do any caching, and does every I/O, every operation synchronously, we are altering the level DB behavior in a way that people may argue that it's no longer level DB.
I definitely agree with you. So the thing that we discussed last time is to have two versions of level DB. One is the vanilla level DB that actually works the way it is right now. That means apples to orange comparison, but if you change level DB to be like NVM TV, then what is the performance? And then if you have both these reference values, then we can see what does that really mean in the actual level DB deployment. And what does it mean to change level DB to be like DirectKV, provide more stronger guarantees like NVM KV, and what would the performance be like? But I agree with the fact that tweaking and changing these things actually significantly move out of level DB, which might actually cause someone to question our methodology.
Yep.
But at the same time, there is no way we can do a fair comparison, right?
Yep. Yeah, I see that we have a problem here. I think, some reviewer might just say that, okay, this comparison doesn't make any sense because you're altering level DB to a point where it doesn't look like level DB anymore, or at least in terms of the way I/O is performed. I don't know. I don't really have a very good... Well, the alternative that I see, which is something that Leo also mentioned a few days back, which is to create a cache for NVM KV, and then we could use conventional level DB, and NVM KV with altered guarantees, right, where we are trading off some guarantees for performance. And that might be a little bit of an easier sell than doing an apples to apples comparison with the current version of DirectKV with some unusual modifications of level DB.
Okay. To be very frank with you, I think that is the right approach to do. The only caveat of doing that is it involves a lot more effort needed to create an apples-to-apples comparison, even though the thing that we are doing right now might not be what LevelDB is doing. We don't need to make any code changes. But, so to create a cache for NVM KV means you have to implement a lot of code, at least reasonable amount of code, to create an apples-to-apples comparison. That's the trade-off that I see, and I totally agree with you. That's much more easier to sell than reducing LevelDB to be like NVM KV. And that's where I'm in two minds just because of that. Each has its own plus and minuses. And the plus in terms of reducing level DB is much higher than the plus in terms of adding a cache to NVM KV, purely in terms of development effort and the time it takes to get there. But that would be a nice thing to do, actually. So I'm not arguing against it. I'm just saying that...
Well, I'm also curious about, what you guys think about adding a cache to DirectKV in terms of, how it affects the overall goals of DirectKV in terms of guarantees and whatnot.
Well, I'm assuming that if it cache... that we implement for DirectKV, assuming that we do go down that path, it's a write-through cache. It's not going to affect any of the guarantees.
If we do it right-through.
If you do it right-through
cache. If you do it right-through cache, yes, correct.
We're just going to get better performance for reads.
Yeah, so the transactional guarantees should not be impacted as long as it's the write-through cache, right?
Yeah.
Now, hey, Roger, Leo.
Hi.
Sorry, I joined the information. I didn't want to disturb the thread that you guys were talking about. So I have one question, which is, I'm looking at your graph, and maybe you guys discussed this already, but it looks like level DB old and level DB new, which are only different in the delete, right?
Oh,
so,
yeah. We talked about that.
Yeah, you talked about this already. Okay.
The get, I mean, correct me, Leo, get and iter, which are actually level DB old, even in the level DB new, they haven't been modified.
Okay.
So after we make those modifications, we'll see we don't have the new numbers.
Yeah.
For get.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. No worries. On the caching, yeah, that was the only thing I think is the right through cache. The reason I asked my question at this moment is that it looks like deletes are actually not synchronous in the original level DB. The question is, why is delete latency so low? Is it because deletes aren't right through?
I think in the previous numbers that I presented, there was some caching, so there was an internal level DB caching going on that I didn't realize before.
Mm-hmm. Now,
yeah, but the question, Leo, it couldn't be write-through caching, right? Because delete is an update. I mean, it's a change, it's a state. And the only way that delete can take like 2 microseconds is if it was only committed to memory. That's what got me thinking about the delete, is that that cannot be a write-through cache.
Yeah, well, the reason for that, Nisha, is because in the old version, all files were open without all sync on the other read. So every write operation will go, basically, after it's written into the file system cache, the completion is acknowledged, and that's it.
So it's all cached?
It's all cached.
So even the level DB new right now, the numbers you see is all cached from a file system.
For some of the operations, not all of them.
Okay.
So, for instance, you see the difference in write is because now the operation...
Where is write?
I'm sorry, the delete.
Mm-hmm.
The delete
mm-hmm.
Is no longer being cached by the file system because mm-hmm. It's open with all the read, all sync. The reason is there... So the only thing that is remaining to do is the iterator and the get. It's because what we explained that the files are not... or the real sync, and making just that change is not enough because you have to make the reads that are, the reads have to be block aligned, and you have to change the size of buffers, and it's a little bit more complicated than just
so
changing.
So let me ask you about the delete and level DB. In the new number that we see here, are the deletes synchronous?
Yes.
They are?
Yes. These are not being cached by the file system.
Yeah, so the new numbers look like they are, you know, kind of consistent with asynchronous, you know, to flash op.
Asynchronous or synchronous?
Synchronous.
They
no,
are.
A.
So the 83 microseconds, you are okay with that number being synchronous for deletes for level DB?
Yeah, so the way to think about it is that it typically takes tens of microseconds to read. To write something to a flash device.
Hmm.
So if you're seeing any number that's under 10, then it's not going to a flash device.
Okay.
If it's over 10, then it depends on how efficient the delete is. And it's quite possible that level DB's synchronous delete is more efficient than direct KD. That's quite possible.
Okay.
Right. But the delete in this case is, I think, is a simpler step than for direct KD because all you have to do is update an index table.
Hmm.
So the actual reclaim of that space in the actual file system happens later on once you do the cleaning of the what will be the segments. Then is when that is the point at which you actually reclaim.
Features, right?
Say that again?
Direct KV issues a ptrim.
Yes.
Or delete, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So the delete of direct KV, you actually are reclaiming that space. But in the case of the RKV, it doesn't have...
But is that ptrim synchronous or asynchronous?
The ptrim is synchronous. So the reason that the RKV is probably higher latency is that in the RKV design, before you can delete something, you have to read it to confirm that what you're deleting is in fact the KV pair that was intended because it's a hash map. And the map is, you know, the hash is not cached.
Huh.
So to the point earlier, a write-through cache can actually help the performance of delete if the read that is required before you do the delete is captured by the memory cache.
Hmm.
So I think there are two things going on in the original level DB. One is The 2 microseconds pretty much guarantee that it is not committing anything to flash at all. So it is not synchronous, whatever is going on. Now, the new version where you force the delete to be synchronous and committed may still be benefiting from a read cache where it might be able to confirm that the data that it's deleting is in fact the right data, or it may simply write a delete note or something, you know, and clean it up later. For direct KV, you know, if you added a read cache, then that read cache could consume the original verify to make sure that the hash block being deleted does actually contain this KV pair and not some other KV pair that, you know, that might map to the same slot. And so then the latency of a delete could go down, pretty much down to the latency of the trim, which is about 20 microseconds.
And then, correct me if I'm wrong, Nisha, the reason why you have to read is because it's the way you design your handling collisions, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
you have
exactly.
to hash multiple times.
Okay, so the earlier discussion that we were having, Nisha, before you came, is that Leo is now modifying the interaction of LevelDB with the operating system so that all IOs are made to be block-aligned and synchronous so that he can do a head-to-head comparison with DirectKV, which does everything synchronously and non-cached. So one issue that a reviewer might potentially have is that we are altering the behavior of LevelDB substantially so that it is no longer reflects the performance of LevelDB as originally intended in the design of LevelDB. And if LevelDB were designed to be synchronous or provide the properties that we are trying to extract out of it by making these changes, then LevelDB might have actually been designed differently, right? So these are the antagonistic arguments that I am expecting with these changes that Leo is trying to make now. So I was suggesting earlier to Swami that maybe another way to do an apples-to-apples comparison, which is the ultimate goal of this exercise, is to add a caching layer to DirectKV, which is what you were talking about, not just for reads, but also for writes, because I think LevelDB caches all writes as well.
Well, we could potentially disable the write cache for
LevelDB. How?
By just disabling its internal cache.
But the file system cache,
that one I don't think we won't be able to disable unless we actually modify it and make sure that every file is open
with all direct.
I don't think.
Hmm.
So
I mean, a couple of thoughts. I mean, I share your concern, Roger, that I think if we just you know, sort of make changes to LevelDB to, you know, make it more like DirectKV, then people could legitimately argue that those changes either take away from the purpose of LevelDB, or they could even argue it takes away from the design.
Yeah.
So the design was intentionally not doing that for a set of good reasons. So maybe what we should do, on the other hand, if we approach it a little differently and say that, okay, we started out with LevelDB as it is, DirectKV as it is, and we took a performance comparison, and the performance is very different because the two are different designs.
Mm-hmm.
And then we explored sort of a hybrid set of designs where we took steps to make LevelDB more like DirectKV and took steps to make DirectKV more like LevelDB.
Mm-hmm.
If it becomes more of a design exploration, then, you know, we're not artificially changing it. We're simply saying, okay, there seems to be three different designs that are, you know, steps that are different here.
Yep.
Here's the merit of each step or something like that.
Yeah, that sounds good. That,
you know?
That sounds more sellable, I think.
Yeah.
So in the direction of, you know, changing DirectKV to make it more like LevelDB, one of the things we talked about is to implement the write-through cache. That would be at the user level, right?
Yes.
Inside DirectKV itself.
Mm-hmm.
And then we could also think about a write-back cache. Or is that...
That could be, yeah.
But that's a much more significant effort.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was actually thinking of something a little different, which I'm going to just throw it out. I'm not sure whether it'll be also harder. Rather than doing a write back cache, maybe we should think of a log followed by a restage.
Could you repeat that, Nisha?
Yeah, so I was thinking of a log. So if you have new updates, right? Log them to essentially a round robin log buffer. And then we, once you run out of log space, you essentially destage the log into the primary location.
I see. So this log is a memory log, I'm assuming. Is that the way you think?
Well, if the goal is to provide persistence at fast speeds, it would essentially be a disk log or a flash log, actually.
Could you just have a cache log in memory cache?
Well, but we already talked about write-through in memory cache. What I'm saying is that, so if we start with a write-through in memory cache and say that, reads are, high locality reads are satisfied from there. Initially, the writing is right through to the primary location. Then we complement that with a log which absorbs all the writes coming from the write through cache and writes them out in sequential manner to a flash file. And then when the log is full, then we destage. It's a little bit like a write back. It's just, it's not really a write back cache. You get sort of the instant commit idea.
Yeah.
Because the problem with the write back cache is that it's not only is it a lot of work, it's introduces yet another dimension of, of persistence variability.
Yeah.
Which, unless it matches precisely what LevelDB is doing, it's just going to be yet another thing that's different.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to limit the number of independent moving parts here that are just different enough that they don't really lead to a conclusion.
But the advantage of this job is also that the direct KV performance improves because you don't have to do collision handling. The other advantage of doing a log write, I was thinking that why can't we just simply update in place that the write through go through? But the main difference is writing to a log would prevent all the write collisions and stuff.
Yes, you don't actually have to do collision checking at the log write time.
Yes, exactly.
As you destage the log, you will have to do it.
Then you have to, hopefully the point is if the bunch of updates that it goes through, it gets deleted before that, then you don't even have to insert it. So we still can see benefits from this.
Yeah, so I think my high-level suggestion was that I think, if thinking about it purely from the paper point of view, right, I think the value of the paper would be if we could articulate this as a different design and be able to look at it and compare it to LevelDB as a state-of-the-art design.
Yeah.
And be able to say, they're different in the following ways.
Yeah.
They use these different principles. That results in the following different performance.
Yeah.
And then we, explore some hybrid principles.
Yeah.
And explore their performance. That seems like a paper with a good learning aspect to it. So as long as the changes are made to either or facilitate that sort of, the comparison and then, so in that in mind, maybe we can think of two changes. And these look, at first glance, seem like probably the right two changes, but, that's kind of what I was sort of, thinking about. But that second one, the first one strikes me as mostly very, very reasonable, which is the read cache. Because one of the reasons it doesn't change the dynamic of the situation, it's just a cache, right?
Yeah.
The log structured design will have to worry about how to schedule cleaning and which you call destaging. I think that is a significant research endeavor itself to think about all these questions. About how to manage the log itself. I still, even with the log, I don't see a head-to-head comparison with LevelDB then. Because LevelDB has this write-back memory caching layer.
Okay, so in that case, maybe a write-back is the right, because we need to do something that facilitates a meaningful comparison. Not build, yet a third thing.
No, but the thing is, write-back is good, but it depends on the guarantee that we're providing, right? We can change LevelDB, even though it might have a write-back cache, but if we just make it to write immediately, then you can actually make it a write through. And that's still okay because it's still caching. All you're saying is that applications want a much stronger guarantee, so we're changing it from write back to write through. And then you can do a comparison, apple to apple comparison still, right?
So what if we, have the following sort of theme? The theme is that the fundamental difference between level DB and direct KV that we are trying to explore is that direct KV is an update in place, architecture that uses the VS, so the FTL, own logging as a fundamental form of logging. Level DB is a log-oriented architecture. It's not a strict log, but it is, it does have this write compact thing going on. So it's an application-level garbage collector. So if we essentially modify either or both so that is the primary distinction remaining between the two of them. So right now the problem is it's got like three different distinctions. First distinction is this one. Second is level DB has a read cache, direct KV does not. Third is level DB has a write back cache, direct KV does not. So if we focus on removing those two or evaluating the impact of those two, because those could be applied in theory to any KV store that has any kind of underlying structure. So if we essentially apply those two and make them even from that perspective, then that frees us up to talk about the fundamental structural difference between the two, which is the layout.
I agree. So Leo, going back to making level DB write through, or if you want to create write through, that would mean that you would have to issue an fsync after every file write operation.
You mean making level DB write through?
Yes.
Yes. Right. As of now, every write is being synchronous. There are some configurations that you can set up, and you can make every single write synchronous.
You can?
Yeah.
Don't you have to do a write and then do an fsync?
Yes, but it can be done.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that would require you to modify level DB, right? To make.
Yes, but the modifications are not that complicated.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can actually set up some writing options before you issue every write, or you can have some global write options in which every write. Inherit those options, and you can make every write synchronous.
I see. Okay. All right. So then, what you're saying is that we can have level DB with its conventional design or its original design, which is write back caching and read caching. We can do level DB with read caching only, which is write through with this modification that you just spoke about. You haven't done that yet, but you're saying you can do that easily.
Well, it is done as of now. The problem that we're having with the reads, that they have very low...
So every write is write-through?
Yeah, every write is write-through right now.
Get and iterator, those are both reads.
Yes, those are read operations.
Okay, and delete is a write operation.
And delete is also some...
Okay, so you're saying those are synchronous already.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That seems like that version is actually valuable because that's implementing write-through cache.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next step is to do a write.
Well, in this version, the caching is going on not in level 3 by the file system itself.
Okay, but still write-through.
In this case, there's no internal level DB caching going on.
I understand, but the file system cache is write-through.
Yes.
Okay. So then the next is no cache, no read cache, no write cache, which is what you're working on right now.
Right.
Either at the file system level or at the user level. Either inside the file system or inside level DB. No caching.
Right.
Read or write.
Mm-hmm.
That would be equivalent to the properties that NVM or DirectKV has, which
right.
is no caching and durable writes every
mm-hmm.
time.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, on the other side, we have NVM KV. So one of the, it seems like first thing to do would be to implement just a read cache.
Mm-hmm.
So you had some thoughts about that last time we spoke.
Yes.
About how you could do that. And maybe, you could run it by Swami and Misha right now to see if they have any suggestions.
But implementing the write through cache, I don't think it's too complicated. Especially because maybe I can borrow some of the code from other projects that we have, that we, in which we already have implemented some caching.
Okay.
So it would be an exercise of, you know, modifying the code so that it fits in direct KV. And it basically, before you do every get, you check the cache.
What is the granularity of elements in the cache?
I'm going to have to, check on those details.
Hmm.
But in
principle, can I ask you a very simple question?
Yes.
Could we take the caching layer and the level DB and just put it to direct KV?
That is
a cache insert, cache retrieve, right?
Yeah.
That is also an alternative. Yeah, we could potentially do that. They have another ucache that we could borrow and make it part of direct KV.
And they are,
so the reason why I suggest that is becomes a more of a fair comparison because it's exactly the same caching.
Yeah.
That is true. Yes. Yeah, we could do that as well. Of course, how effective this cache would be, it would depend on the workload itself.
Sure. No, but it's the same cache for both level DB and direct. If you think about it, the size of the cache, the elements in the cache would be exactly the same thing. It's only how the data is stored underneath is going to change, which is what we really want to explore.
Right. The main difference that still remains is that in the case of level DB, there is a file system cache that's always there, and we don't have any control over it.
No, but we can always disable the file system cache by using the ODirect mode.
That is true.
Yeah, that requires us to change level DB.
But it requires to change level
code
DB.
Base
yes.
Substantially.
No, it's not substantial. It's just only one change. When you open the file, you just say ODirect. That says all the file system cache will be disabled.
No, it's not just that something, because the thing is that...
Oh, because you do a map?
No. They do a map in some files, but in some other files they do use the read and write interface, and then the read and write that they perform in the files are not block aligned, and the block and the buffers they pass around to perform these read and writes are also not the size of blocks, and it's a little bit more tricky than just changing the flags in the open operation.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay.
There's another layer of buffering that Leo is implementing right now. Between the level DB and the OS to make this work,
right.
So that level DB does.
Do you see now what the problem is?
Yes, I do. Unfortunately, there is no easy solution. Let me actually think a little bit more. Okay, give me a day or something. I want to think about it to see what we can do to simplify this or fix this, or if there's no other option, then we'll actually go by the way that what Leo is suggesting. It would be nice to avoid this if possible.
Yeah.
Hey guys, I need to run. I'm afraid for me, you can stay. I had a couple of things I wanted to add. So I forwarded to you guys the Java bindings are now open source, and I sent you the link to them.
Nice.
There's also... Sorry?
That's very nice.
Yeah. So the Google, there's also a Google group for people working on NVM KV. Go ahead and request access, and I'll make sure it's granted.
Great.
I think we'll be sharing more stuff there. So I need to run, but Swami,
stay
there.
See you, Nisha.
Bye, Raju.
Bye.
Bye.
So what was I gonna say? So Swami, yeah, by all means, think about it and get back to us. But what I do like about the approach of building a cache for DirectKV is that it's something that could potentially be part of DirectKV, right? It's not just an exercise for this publication, but it could potentially become part of the main source code, and it would benefit from it.
So that's my next thing, basically. Once you build it, and since LevelDB is open source and NVMKV is open source, you can simply plug it in, and then we can immediately have caching in DirectKV. And then you can be the contributor for it, and we can make sure that gets checked into the NVMKV too.
Sure.
Okay, that's a good thing.
And hopefully it shouldn't take too much effort to do that. That's my other concern too.
Yeah, maybe we should think about write-back caching later once we have the write-through data.
I agree, yes.
You know, the write-back caching, especially with the synchronous writes in a log, are really, really a significant piece of work, I think.
Right. I was thinking that...
Write-back caching doesn't need any immediate guarantees. Like, so we have to talk a lot about the guarantees, the synchronization, semantics and all those things. So that probably will be a bigger discussion.
But I was thinking that maybe... Maybe having a write-through cache and a log with a new interface might solve the issue with all the guarantees. Like, for instance, LevelDB, it has an operation that is atomic, and it's a batch of operation, not just puts, but also you can also have delete and things like that. So the problem with the write-back is that the evictions, they happen in any order, and then you lose some guarantees there. However, if you have your log and you provide an interface in which you can say, I want to do this batch operation that contains not only updates but also deletes and things like that, and you can guarantee somehow that that is performed atomically, then you don't lose any guarantees.
No, you don't even need to guarantee that it's performed atomically because the log is persistent.
Oh,
you
well.
The cleaning is always...
Well,
fine.
The log itself provides the atomicity.
The atomicity.
Yes.
So every operation being persistent, you don't need to make the write-back operation atomic.
Right. So having a write-through cache and a log, the only extra thing that we would have to add to DirectKV would be the new interface, the new API call in which you can create like a batch operation.
You don't need to.
Why not?
Because every write is persistent to the log. Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the log, you won't lose it.
But then you have to have, if your log is incomplete, well,
no,
that's fine. You
will
discard
always,
that.
You will always checkpoint the log, and it doesn't matter in which order you checkpoint because the log is always available.
I see.
The other thing which I was just thinking about is, I mean, that's a really significant piece of work because. Then you run into questions like, well, how do you schedule the write back or the cleaning operation? When does that happen? How frequently does it happen? Does it happen in parallel or is it single threaded? All of that, it's a big space there.
Okay.
Which we might not be able to pull off until January, I guess that's the point I don't want to make. I'm not saying that it's not doable, but you have to think about the time constraint. Yep. All right. So, so what are next steps, Leo? I guess continue modifying LevelDB as you're doing, making things block align. It's a little difficult, but
right.
But it seems like you've figured out a way.
Yeah, I think it's just a matter of time. My question is, but do you think is worth exploring that path, or should I just invest my time in exploring an alternative to build a cache for DirectKV?
Well, if we go with the story that Nisha laid out at some point during the call, which was, well, let's look at various design points.
Right.
Let's try to make LevelDB provide some of the guarantees of DirectKV incrementally. Then one option is, you know, I don't see any other way to do this, but maybe there's a different way. And that might be the same way that... that might be after Swami gets to think about it, maybe he might have some suggestions as to how we could do this differently.
Okay.
So you might want to wait for Swami to get back to you before you start spending a lot of time on this. The other thing is maybe your time is better spent by in pulling a write-through cache into DirectKV from LevelDB. Maybe you can spend time doing that and until Swami gets back to you on how to avoid write caching inside the file system in LevelDB in a less intrusive with less intrusive changes to LevelDB.
Okay.
So Raju, if I understand this correctly, right? So in the graph that Leo sent,
mm-hmm.
the vanilla NVM KV, vanilla level DB is what we already have the numbers for.
Yeah.
We know that for initial inserts and puts, we are much better than level DB. But for reads and stuff, it is actually bad. Get iteration is bad and delete is bad too. So I think I agree with your assessment that if you actually add the write-through cache to it, now NVM KV is going to be NVM KV plus cache, and that's actually going to give a good or comparable performance for get and iterate.
Mm-hmm.
And the delete is only going to be the one that is differing.
Yeah.
So then we can actually, if let's see that if the right. comes through.
Even delete. Even delete will help with the write-through cache, right? Because the initial part of the delete is going to be optimized, which is the lookup.
Oh, because we don't have to do all the lookups and slots,
yeah.
actually. Oh, yeah, yeah. So actually, that will be a good... Okay, that will be a worthwhile test to do, because now we can see what is the NVM KV performance in contrast to level DB,
mm-hmm.
with just the baseline to baseline.
Yeah.
Before making invasive changes to level DB and trying to add, making it block aligned and support ODirect more, I think this is the time, I think, worth spent in just putting the cache into it.
If we get, let's say, numbers for direct KV for all the operations similar or better than level DB, then
yeah.
we have a really great story, which is that we are providing
exactly.
the same performance with better guarantees.
Yes.
Exactly. And we don't have to change level DB at all. That's what I would prefer, actually.
Yeah, actually, that's an easier path.
Yeah.
And also easier to sell as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. So I think you should try that this week.
Mm-hmm.
And see how much we can get it done. And then let's measure the performance. And like I said, then we'll actually come back and rethink what the next strategy should be.
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay.
Perfect. All right, Swami.
Cool.
We'll
thanks,
catch up.
Thanks.
Thank you. We'll yeah. catch up next week then, same time.
Take care,
Shami. Yeah, absolutely. And if you can think of something in between, let me send an email or something, then we can discuss offline.
Sounds good. All right.
Yeah.
You take care.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.